So, God's upside down kingdom. I love this subject. When Tim told me the theme, I was like, oh, good. I love it. And we just heard in the Bible story that Alyssa read about how unfair it seemed that everyone got the same wages. A bit like when Tim gave out those toffees and they all got one. Like, seriously. Kamsi did loads of star jumps. That was so unfair. Who thought that was unfair? Me. I thought it was unfair. Kamsi, come to me. I've got sweeties. You can have more. So, in God's upside down kingdom, what Jesus was trying to say is that salvation isn't earned. It's given freely to us. However many star jumps you do, even if you don't do any, you still get salvation. We know that, right? We do know that, don't we? We can't make it happen. We can't earn it. We can't dream it up or try harder or do better. We just get it. Jesus isn't going to die again. He's done that. It's there. It's for us. It's a bit like if I gave this famous chocolate bar away. It's famous only to Tyndalers who came on camp. We had a carrier bag full of these chocolate bars. They came out at cocoa time and everybody had one. They're a caramel, they're just chocolate, and they've all got biscuit inside. So good. And if I gave it away freely, because Charles is looking a bit peckish, I think he needs one. To Charles, that is a bit like what the salvation of God is like, only it's much better. Not the chocolate bar, the salvation bit. And the girls down on the front here are going to help me, and every now and then we're going to give out a wacko bar. I'm going to say wacko, and that's when they give out a bar, so that they know that is the sign. And they're a bit of a fan of a wacko bar, those girls. So when you do decide to follow, to get Jesus into your life, to follow him, to invite him into your heart, it means doing things a little bit differently to what the world tells us is the right thing to do. And I'm a fan of that. Because what Jesus did was a bit different to anything else that had happened ever in the world before or since. The world says, put your own interests first. Look after number one. Make sure you put yourself first in your life. But Jesus flips that upside down. And he says, we're going to look out for the interests of others before ourselves. It says it in the Bible. Wacko. The world says, follow your dreams for a fulfilling life. But Jesus says the opposite. He says a fulfilling life comes when we lay our lives down to follow him. Wacko. The world says work harder and you will prove what you're worth. Jesus says you can't earn his love. You just have to accept it. Even if you don't get up in the morning, he looks down on you and he goes, oh my gosh, I love that child. Wacko. Jesus turns everything the world says upside down. There's one up there somewhere. So a few weeks ago, I went with my oldest daughter, which was a joy, to a day on pot throwing. It wasn't where you throw pots at each other. It was where you sit at a potter's wheel and make a pot. I'd never done it before. I've made clay things, like, just with my hands, but not on, like, a spinning thing, or, like, at speed. That was crazy. So the man teaching us showed us how it was done, and he said, you can't really teach this. You just have to watch what I do, and go and do it. So we watched very carefully, and I threw my first piece of clay on the middle of that thing and tried to hold it still like he did, and tried to mold it like he did, and then within, like, less than a minute, there was a pot. I sat there with my mouth open. I was like, what just happened? Holly opened her mouth, and she was like, the people next to me were like, and the other one over there, it's like, the man came over and he was like, do you want to come every week? Like, I was just like, I'm a genius at this. This is so great. I'm going to be a pot thrower in my retirement. It's going to be fun. I'm going to do this all the time. So I had another go, threw my next bit of clay. Nothing. Mush. Pile of mud. Nothing. Absolutely. Wacko, by the way. Absolutely nothing. So I had another go through the next bit of clay. You only get like three or four lumps of clay. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just like it got to somewhere and then it just went off and was just mush. And like I tried and I tried and I tried. It took all my effort. It was then that I realized I needed to go back to what the man said. Really concentrate and do exactly what he did. I had to put all of my creativity, I'm a little bit creative, aside and forget that I was a genius pot thrower. Forget that I could do something better than the man had done who's been throwing pots like 400 a day for how many years, I don't know. And it took all my effort to actually put myself aside and do what he did. I came to thinking, it's a little bit like God, isn't it? We simply need to watch him. Wacko, by the way. We simply need to watch him, learn from him, and do what he does. And then we will not only create something beautiful with him, we'll be standing with our mouths open in surprise at how much we can create and accomplish with him. You might know that I went to a festival a few weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. How long ago was it? Not very long ago. With some of our teenagers. It was really, really fulfilling and really hard work. Our teenagers were learning in the meetings to get into deep with issues of the heart, to stand beside each other and learn how to pray for each other. Not in an off the deep end scary way, in a way where there was evidence of answered prayer, there was direction, there was thought gone through it, and the leaders were really guiding them, and I just thought, man, we could all do this. And it was so fulfilling. This summer, I also remember, Wacko, by the way, this summer, I also remember a time when I went to paint a friend's bathroom, mostly because I love painting, but also because I love to see my friend happy that she's got a beautiful bathroom at last. It's been a long time. It was fulfilling, and I remember doing it for that reason. But I will also, Wacko, I will always remember seeing a group of our teenagers really encounter Jesus, the God who knows them and sees them, the God who can change their hearts despite being on a campsite, taking everything and cooking for 23 and trying to get a handle on everyone's needs, sitting on a concrete floor for 2 hours morning and evening, where the worship was so loud my ears may never recover, and walking an absolute mile to the toilet in the night more than once on that age. It's not that that's imprinted on my heart. What is imprinted on my heart and what was fulfilling was seeing these kids meet Jesus and see how they could impress each other and pray for each other. The hard stuff comes with so much fulfillment. Wacko! I keep forgetting, wacko. It doesn't need to be that hard. You don't need to try that hard to meet Jesus. You don't need to go to a camp where there's no chairs, no beds, no toilets miles away. Maybe you could just ring someone who's going through a hard time. Maybe you could just offer to help. Maybe you could sponsor a child. You can do that probably just from your fingers on your sofa. Jesus says the way to find a fulfilling life is to meet others' needs for the purpose of the kingdom. Wacko, where are they? His commandment is to feed the hungry. Wacko, get wackoing. To look after the widow and the orphan. To love him. That's pretty much it. So God's upside down kingdom says we will not find him in our own comfort, but we will find him by comforting others. We simply need to watch him, learn from him, and do what he does. And then we will not only create something beautiful, but we will be standing with our mouths open at what we can accomplish with him. Let me pray for you. Thank you, God, that your kingdom is upside down. Thank you for coming to earth to show us how we will see you more. Help us to flip our comfort zones into a place where we are meeting others' needs and seeing you more, even if it's only a phone call or a prayer. Be with us, Lord. Amen.